哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, name the Lord Jesus Christ, and peace be with all brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们的题目是如献晚祭。
Tonight, the topic for mutual encouragement is evening sacrifice.
基督徒常常祷告。
As a Christian, we often pray.
但是有人的祷告好像很有功效。
And for some people, it seems as if their prayers are very effective.
有人祷告，越祷告越有味道，越喜欢祷告。
And sometimes for some people, the more they pray, the more they feel that they love to pray.
但是有人祷告就好像觉得很沉闷，好像祷告不下去了。
And as for some others, when they pray, it might seem very dull and dry that they don't even want to continue to pray.
到底祷告要蒙尘的垂听有什么秘诀呢？
Then what kind of the secrets that we should know about so that our prayers may be heard by God?
有两个秘诀。
There's actually two secrets.
我们请看诗篇141篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 141.
诗篇第141篇第二节。
Psalms 141 verse 4.
Verse 2.
Verse 2.
诗篇141篇第二节。
Psalms 141 verse 2.
愿我的祷告如香陈列在你面前，愿我举手祈求如献晚祭。
Verse 2, may my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice.
这里诗人告诉我们，第一个秘诀，祷告要好像香一样陈列在神的面前。
Here the psalmist tells us that our prayer has to be like incense set before the Lord.
这个我们12月的时候，有一天礼拜五晚上已经分享过了。
And one of the days in the December Friday night service already shared about this.
今天晚上讲第二点，这里说我们的祷告要好像献晚祭。
And now I'll talk about the second point, and that is, may the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice.
什么叫做祷告好像献晚祭呢？
What is the meaning of my prayers like evening sacrifice?
这要看回来旧约的出埃及记第29章。
Then we need to flip back to the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 29.
出埃及记第29章第38节。
Exodus chapter 29 verse 28.
出埃及记29章38节。
Sorry, Exodus chapter 29 verse 38.
你每天所要献在坛上的就是两只一岁的羔羊。第39节。
39.
早晨要献这一只，黄昏的时候要献那一只。40节。
40.
和这一只羊羔同献的要用细面依法十分之一和揉成的油一新至四分之一调和，又用酒一新四分之一作为奠祭。第41节。
41.
那一只羊羔要在黄昏的时候献上，照着早晨的书记和奠祭的礼办理，作为献给耶和华馨香的火祭。这里告诉我们呢，祭司他一天有很多的事情要做。
Here tells us there are many things that the priests need to do every single day.
但是其中最重要的就是每天早上还有每天晚上都要献祭给神。
And what is the most important is that they need to offer to their God once in the morning and once at twilight.
那么刚刚我们读过了，诗篇说祷告要蒙垂听，要好像献晚祭一样。
And in the Psalms that we just read, that our prayer needs to be like the evening sacrifice.
到底是有什么教训在里面呢？
What is the teaching behind all of this?
今天晚上我们都举出四点。
And tonight I'll raise four points.
第一点告诉我们，祷告要尽量的要定时。
The first point is that our prayers needs to be, and we try to have a set time.
以前的祭司他们每天有固定的时间来献祭的。
The priests in the past, they have a specific time for the time of their sacrifice.
为什么是一早还有一晚呢？
Why is it that early in the morning and late at night?
一早就是刚刚起床的时候。
Early in the morning is when they just wake up.
什么事情都还没有做的时候。
And it's a time when they've done nothing yet.
要献祭。
What they need to do first is to make that sacrifice.
为什么呢？
Why is it so?
那么如果不是神让我们今天早上爬起来的话，
Because if it's not for God, it's not because of God, it's His will for us to be able to wake up that morning.
我们没有今天的。
Then we don't have this day.
很多人在晚上的时候发病死了。
A lot of people, they might have their sickness at night and they pass away during the night.
据统计，早上五六点的时候，清晨的时候，心脏病最容易病发。
And statistics say that about 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. in the morning is the time when heart attacks will strike the most often.
很多事情晚上可以发生。
There are many things at night that could happen.
如果不是神保守,
if it was not for God,
眼睛今天睁不开。
Then our eyes would not be able to open today.
如果不是神保守,
if it was not for God,
这双脚今天下不了床。
Then these legs of ours might not be able to climb out of bed.
如果不是神保守,
if it was not God,
下了床也找不出门口。
Then even if we are able to come down from our bed, we're not able to walk to the door.
所以早上献祭就是代表说你把一天的事情完完全全的交给神的面前。
And therefore, the morning sacrifice means that you take every single thing of yours and you hand it all into the hands of God.
也感谢神昨天晚上带领我们的平安。
And to also thank God for the peace that He has granted us the night before.
但现在啊，大家生活很忙碌，不像农业社会。
And right now, not like the times when people are farmers, our lives are very busy.
有的是冬天，或者是我们要上班很早，每天都在跟闹钟在挣扎。
And especially in the winter time, and we need to go to work or school very early, we struggle and we have this battle with our alarm clock.
有人要调两个闹钟，三个闹钟。
Some people need to set up two or three alarm clocks.
所以早上每一分钟都不容易的。
And therefore, every single minute is very hard for us to keep in the morning.
所以叫我们要提早起来做一个很深入的祷告，对我们今天上班族来说不是很容易的事情。
And for people that are working today, for us to wake up early in the morning and to have a very deep prayer, it's very difficult for us.
所以相对起来，那个晚祭啊，就是晚上的祷告啊，就特别重要。
And we could also know that evening sacrifice is very important.
我去到一个家庭。
I went to this family.
这个家庭，他们大家都很忙。
And this family, everyone was very busy.
但是每到晚上十点钟。
But whenever 10 p.m. came at night,
这个家庭所有的成员就自动地跑到客厅来祷告。
And all the family members from that family, at 10 sharp, they will all come to the living room and pray.
原来他们觉得说，哎，我们一天忙了一整天哦，睡觉之前聚集在一起做一个家庭的团体的祷告很好。
And because they think to themselves that because we've been toiling all day long, and it's good time for us to all gather together and to have a family prayer.
没有错，什么时候都可以祷告。
It is true that we can pray at whatever time we want.
但是就是因为什么时候都可以祷告，所以祷告变得太方便了，我们有时候反而抽不出时间。
And it is because that it is true we can pray at any given time that we want, but it's also because of that we are so busy we can't even spare any time for prayer.
所以最好就是定时跟定点。
And therefore, it's the best way for us to pray is to set a time and to set a place.
任何事情啊，如果我们把它变成是一个习惯的话，我们就会做得非常的自然。
And for whatever thing it is, as we make it into a habit, it's much easier for us.
我们请看但以理书第六章。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 6.
但以理书第六章。
Daniel chapter 6.
但以理书第六章第十节。
Daniel chapter 6 verse 10.
这个故事我们常常读。
And the story we often read about it.
就是但以理啊，他被那些奸人所害。
And this Daniel who is...has been mistakenly punished by the evil ones.
那些坏人呢，告诉皇说，三十天之内不可以任何人向任何神来祷告。
And these people told the king that within 30 days, no one is allowed to pray.
那个皇不知道这个提议是针对但以理来的。
And the king did not know that this comment that these officials made was to oppose what Daniel was doing.
但是但以理知道这个禁令之后怎么办呢？
But what happened to Daniel when he knew about this?
第十节
Verse 10.
但以理知道这禁令盖了玉玺就到自己家里他留上了窗户开向耶路撒冷一日三次双次归在神他的神面前祷告感谢与素常一样有时候我们读到这里好像强调说哇今天的祷告好像特别重要
And when we read this part we think thatThis prayer that he made that day is most important.
好像他在征战，好像他在打仗一样。
It seems as if he is entering this battle.
但是大一点的属灵程度已经很高超了。
But we have to understand that the spirituality of Daniel is already very high.
他好像看起来什么都与素常一样。
As we can see here from the verse that everything just seems just as he had done before.
这个字很重要，与素常一样，就是已经成为一个习惯了。
These few words, just as he has done before, it seems that it means that it has become a habit of his.
无论有没有事情发生，我就是要在我的神面前。
It doesn't matter anything has happened or nothing has happened, I will be kneeled in front of my God.
今天有时候有事情发生的时候，我们会拼命的加油祷告，全家在一起，很迫切。
And some for us lately nowadays that when there's something or incidents that happen, then the whole family will want to gather together and pray even harder.
这样很好。
This is good.
但是更好的就是，就算没有什么特别事情发生，像丹以利一样跪在神的面前。
But what is even better is that when nothing is happening to you in your life, that you can still gather together and to pray together.
你可以看到丹以利的心灵状态，他的属灵程度真的很高。
We can see that this spiritual state of Daniel, his spirituality is really fulfilled.
外面的风浪很大。
There's great winds and out there.
里面
out there.
他很安静。
But inside of him, he is very quiet and peaceful.
什么都与素常一样。
And every single thing is just as he has done before.
今天如果有很多事情发生，但是我们里面都是与素常一样的话，我们就有力量。
And today, many things might happen outside, but inside of us, everything that we do is just as we have done before.
为什么他们有力量呢?
Power. Then when we have this power, and why do they have the power?
一日三次。
That is because they pray three times a day.
我在想,但以理协助波斯王统管整个波斯帝国。
And I was thinking that Daniel assisted King Boaz to control all of his kingdom.
应该是非常忙碌的。
I would think that he is a very busy man.
有那么多的省，那么多公文要批。
There's so many provinces and so much documents that he must go through.
那么多官员，那么多客人要见。
So many officials and guests that he must see every day.
那么多饭局要吃。
So many dinner parties that he has to go to.
但是他可以抽出一天三次。
But he was able to spare that three times a day to pray.
所以什么叫有时间？
And therefore, what is the meaning of having time?
时间是自己安排的。
Having time is arranged by you.
所以试试看，我们现在晚上每一个家庭，今年2007年开始立个志向。
And therefore, starting from tonight, every single family, let's set this goal.
找一个时间，大家晚上都方便了。
To find a time when all of us are able to, that we all have time.
夫妻也好。
Either husbands and wives.
父母小孩一起也好。
Parents or children.
十点钟也好，十点半也好。
10 or 10:30.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray together.
我们发觉我们的力量会不一样。
Then you will see and you will notice that your power will be very different.
祷告要像献晚祭一样定时的变成一个习惯了。
And the praying needs to be like the evening sacrifice. It needs to have a set time.
第二点。
The second point.
这个祷告是一个献祭。
And this prayer is the type of sacrifice.
我们请看回来出埃及记二十九章。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 29.
出埃及记第二十九章从三十九节，刚刚我们读过了，记载献晚祭的时候要献什么东西呢？
And in chapter 29, verse 39, we read about what are some of the things that we need to offer during our sacrifice.
要拿一岁的公羊羔。
In verse 40, with the first lamb,
西面,
and offer a tenth of ephah,
油,
and oil,
酒,
and wine,
通通烧给神,
and all of these to be burned together to God.
这个叫献晚祭,
and this is the evening sacrifice.
那么这个告诉我们什么?
And what does this tell us?
有时候我们在想祷告到底是什么?
And sometimes we ask ourselves, what is prayer?
我们有一个观念祷告就等于祈求。
We have this kind of concept that when we pray, it means that we are asking for something.
就是你要有问题啊，有困难的时候，你就祷告嘛，就告诉神了。
For example, when you have problems, you pray to God and you tell God.
就很自然的变成说事情多一点的时候，就会祷告多一点。
And naturally, it will become that when you have more problems in your life, then you will pray longer.
你觉得没有什么特别事情，祷告就自然少了。
And if you have not much problems in your life and not much on your mind, then your prayer will grow shorter.
需要神帮助的时候会特别迫切。
And when you need the help and assistance of God, you will pray even more diligently.
没有什么需要的时候，祷告也没有什么进入状况里面。
And when nothing is happening, then you are not even in the mood of prayer.
但是这个不是个正确的观念。
But this is not the right type of thinking and concept.
因为祷告并不是只有祈求而已。
Because praying is not only to ask for something.
我们不是说好像祷告，好像去 Walmart 哦，进去买东西哦，我要捡这个，捡那个，捡那个，好，捡完了去付钱了。
Praying is not like going into Walmart and you say you want to buy this and that and this and that and you take it to the counter and pay and go.
这里有一个给我们不一样的观念。
We need to have this different kind of thinking.
祷告是献祭。
And that prayer is a type of sacrifice.
所以就是说，祷告不单只是我们向神要东西啊。
And therefore, not only when we pray, we're asking something from the Lord.
祷告最重要是问我要给神什么。
But in our prayer, we should ask, "What can I give to the Lord?"
这里这个烧起来，这个羊羔啊、面啊，很香的。
And with all these things combined with the offering for the evening sacrifices, the aroma is very pleasant.
为什么加拿大人那么喜欢 barbecue?
Why do the Canadians love to have barbecues?
Barbecue 有什么好吃的？我常常在问。
And I often ask, what is so good about barbecuing?
就是 barbecue 的肉不一定烧得很好吃。
Sometimes barbecuing the meat doesn't taste that good.
但是你又烧的时候啊，那个汁油啊，那个滴到那个炭火里面，哇，我烧出来那个味道，我闻起来你就很饿了，就流口水了。
But when the oil and the fat of the meat that you are barbecuing that drips onto the coal and onto the fire, the smell is very pleasant. It makes you very hungry.
所以这个是一个火祭，是通通烧干净，通通献给神的。
And therefore, this is a sacrifice that when they use with fire, and therefore they burn everything, and everything is offered to God.
所以今天我们来改改这个观念。
And today we need to change this concept.
我们祷告跪下来的时候。
When we kneel down to pray.
我们不要只问说神啊，你要为我做什么？
Not only should we ask God, what can you do for me?
我们要反过来问。
But instead, we should reverse the question and ask.
主啊，我今天跪在你的面前。
Lord, today I kneel in front of you.
你要我为你做什么？
What do you want me to do for you?
我们请看《使徒行传》二十二章。
Let's turn to Acts of Apostles, chapter 22.
使徒行传二十二章。
Acts of Apostles, chapter 22.
二十二章第八节。
Apostles chapter 22 verse 8.
这是保罗啊，记载他以前呢、啊、信主的经过。
This is Paul's recording of the how he came to believe.
他在往大马色的路上。
He was on his way to Damascus.
被主的光照了。
And his the great light of the Lord has shone on him.
他问了主两个问题，改变了他的一生。
He asked the Lord two questions that changed his whole entire life.
这两个问题一定要搞清楚。
These two questions you need to understand.
这两个问题搞不清楚的话，我们不配当一个基督徒。
If we're not able to understand these two questions, then we're not worthy to be Christians.
什么是第一个问题呢？
What is the first question?
第八节。
Verse 8.
我回答说，主啊，你是谁？所以第一个问题，保罗问耶稣，扫罗问耶稣，你是谁啊？
And the first question that at that time is called Saul. He asked, who are you, Lord?
因为扫罗以前不认识耶稣啊。
Because before, Saul didn't know about the Lord.
他以为逼迫基督徒就是等于服侍神。
He thought that persecuting Christians was a way to serve the Lord.
所以他拼命逼迫基督徒。
And therefore, he strived hard to persecute Christians.
反而他不知道原来他逼迫的就是这位神，就是这位耶稣啊。
But what he didn't know that the ones that he is persecuting is this Lord.
所以我们知不知道耶稣是谁？
And do we know who the Lord is?
有人说，哦，我知道，我每个礼拜来教堂。
People will say, of course I know, I come to church every week.
真的知道耶稣是谁吗？
Do you really know who the Lord is?
耶稣讲过什么话？
What are some of the things that Jesus Christ has said?
耶稣做过什么事？
What are some things that Jesus has done?
耶稣的榜样是怎么样？
What is the role model of Jesus?
我们真的知道吗？
Do we really know?
第十节。
Verse 10。
第二个问题。
The second question.
我说，主啊，我当做什么？
First hand, Saul said, "What shall I do, Lord?"
哇，这个问题很重要。
This question is very important.
知道耶稣是谁了。
Once that he knew who Jesus Christ was.
耶稣是救主。
That Jesus was the Savior.
耶稣是真神。
Jesus was the true God.
耶稣就是我曾经逼迫过的。
Jesus was the one who I once persecuted.
但是怎么样？
But what about that?
如果第二个问题不问的话。
If you do not ask the second question.
保罗他的一生不会有改变的。
Then Paul would not have this big change in his life.
所以他问主啊，那么我要做什么了？
And therefore he asked the Lord, what shall I do?
我觉得保罗这个人真的是他从认识耶稣那一刻开始就问我要为主做什么。
And I really think that Paul, at that time, at the moment he knew about the Lord Jesus Christ, he asked what he could do for the Lord.
他没有问耶稣，那么你是耶稣，你是神，你要祝福我什么？
He didn't say that, oh, because you're the Lord Jesus Christ, what are you going to bless me with?
但是他问耶稣说我要做什么
But instead he asked the Lord, what do you want me to do?
那主就跟他说你起来进到大马色去你要所做的事 有人会告诉你
And therefore the Lord told him, get up, said the Lord, and go into Damascus.
所以今天我们也要问啊
And therefore, today we need to ask the same question.
每天跪下来祷告。
Every day when you kneel down to pray.
主啊，你要我献上什么给你
？Lord, what do you want me to offer up to you?
我的一岁公羊羔在哪里
？Where is my first lamb?
Lamb of 1 year old.
A lamb of 1 year old.
为什么要一岁的
？Why does it need to be a 1 year old lamb?
因为很嫩，很好吃，小羊排嘛。
Because it's very fresh and it's very tender.
如果十岁的老羊哇。好硬，不好吃。
And if it's an old lamb, 10 years old, it wouldn't taste that good.
一岁的有脂油在里面呢。
But when the 1 year old lamb, it has a lot of fat in it.
一岁的代表我们的精神、体力、金钱最丰盛的时候，最高峰的时候，要献给主。
The 1 year old lamb means that when we are at the best time of our lives, the most prosperous time, we're going to offer to God.
能够为主做点事情的时候。
When we're still able to serve the Lord, to do something for Him.
还有一点点体力的时候。
When we still have that strength in us.
还有一点精神的时候。
When we still have that power and,
that, 还有一点机会的时候。
And also when we still have that chance.
所以就马上献给主了。
We need to offer to the Lord.
再配上油啊、酒啊、面呢、啊，烧起来太香了，太美了。
And to combine with ephah and olive and oil and also wine, it all smells very nice.
弟兄姐妹，我们的一岁公羊羔在哪里
？Brothers and sisters, where is our 1 year old lamb?
我们都有公羊羔。
We all have this lamb.
但是有没有拿出来
？But it's just the problem with did you bring it out or not?
我们知道啊，生肉啊，如果不放在坛上，自己就烂掉、臭掉了，也没有什么用。
We know that raw meat, if you do not cook it, it will grow bad.
It
will be no use.
烧起来。
Just burn it.
哇，就很香。
And it will smell very good.
神闻到这个晚祭的味道。
And the Lord will smell this evening sacrifice.
对，大大的喜悦，大大的祝福。
And he will be greatly pleased and greatly joyful, and he will bless us.
有时候我们在问自己啊。
Sometimes we ask ourselves this.
时间真的过得很快、啊。
Time really does pass by really fast.
你看，我们刚刚才1月1号新年特别聚会，现在就2月2号了。
And just not long ago, it was January 1st, the special service. Now it's February 2nd.
好像一转眼就一个月，就半年，就一年了。
And it's just like in the wink of an eye, all of a sudden, it's half a year later.
有时候我们在问自己啊、哦。
And we will ask ourselves this.
譬如说，我们问2006年。
For example, in the year 2006,
有什么事情我们做了觉得是最有意义的
？What are some of the things that you think it is the most meaningful that you have done in the year 2006?
最难忘的
，that is most unforgettable.
坐在主身上的
，that is something that is done on the Lord.
有时候好像想想，2006年365天就过了，但是想不出特别的什么事情来。
And when you think about that, 365 days of the year 2006 has passed by.But you can't really think of anything.
所以现在祷告改变方向。
And therefore, we're going to pray now and to change this attitude of ours.
每次跪下来，主啊，我要为你做什么
？Every single time you kneel down, you're going to say, Lord, what can I do for you?
你为什么给我2007年在我手上
？Why have you given me this chance to have year 2007?
今年我不要交白卷。
Today I will not hand in a paper that has not written anything on.
第三点。
The third point.
祷告是听神在说话。
And prayer is to listen to the Lord.
我们请看出埃及记29章。
Let's to Exodus chapter 29.
42节。
Verse 42.
出埃及记29章42节。
Exodus chapter 29, verse 42.
这要在耶和华面前会幕门口做你们世世代代当献的燔祭。我要在那里与你们相会和你们说话这里告诉我们在那边献祭的地方神要跟百姓说话
Here in verse 42 there tells us at the place where they're going to offer their sacrifices the Lord will speak to us
我们有时候有一个观念
Often we will have this concept
我们祷告就是跟神讲话
When we pray it is us speaking to the Lord
这也是没有错
This is correct.
祷告是我们向神倾吐我们的感情、我们的要求、我们的烦恼，什么东西都交给神的时候。
A prayer is a time when we speak what's on our mind and we give all our burdens and everything to the Lord.
但是这里圣经告诉我们更深入一点。
But the Bible here tells us something that is even a deeper type.
祷告其实是应该是更要听神讲话。
That in our prayers that we should try even harder to listen to what the Lord is speaking.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is it so?
祷告的地方要成为听神讲话的地方呢？
Why is it that the place of your prayer is going to be the place where you're going to listen to the Lord speak?
今天有很多所谓的心理的辅导专家啦，或者是心理学家啦，心理医生呢。
Nowadays, there are a lot of psychologists.
Psychiatrists,
psychologists, and different kinds.
人有问题的时候去找他们。
And when people have a problem, they would go to them.
找他们，当然他们就会坐下来听你的问题了。
And of course, when you go to them, they will sit down and listen to your problems.
他会很专心的眼睛看着你听半个小时、一个小时。
And very concentrating on you only, they will look into your eyes and listen to what you have to speak.
他们也收得很贵的哦。
And of course, they charge quite a fair amount.
当那个病人呢，哇，把心中的忧闷、愤怒、怨恨通通爆发了，讲完一个小时、两个小时了。
And after the patient speaks about every single thing, anger, joy, sadness that's in their heart, it's 1 or 2 hours past.
因为他是那个医生是受过训练的，他不会打断你，他不会不跟你讲，让你讲过够，讲过痛快。
Because this doctor is trained to not interrupt you during the process when you're speaking, therefore they will let you speak for as long as you want.
但是最重要的是什么呢？
But what is the most important?
如果这个时候病人说，哎，好舒服啊，讲完了，好了，拜拜医生，我讲，我可以回家了。
And if this time the patient says, I do feel really good after telling you all this, okay, bye doctor, I'm going to go now.
这样你觉得有用吗？
Do you think this is of any use?
就是来100次，看那个辅导员100次都是没用的。
If the patient comes 100 times, it will still be of no use.
最重要的是，你讲完之后，你还要听听到底那个辅导员或者是那个所谓的专家要给你分析你的问题在哪里。
But what is most important is that after you speak of all your problems and troubles, you need to listen to the doctor to see how he can analyze your problem.
你回去还要改变了。
And when you return back home, you need to change.
如果没有这个动作的话，那是浪费时间了。
And if you do not have this action, then it's just a waste of time.
今天我们祷告也是一样。
Today is the same for us in our prayer.
祷告，我们就是跟最好的辅导专家，就是圣灵，在倾诉我们的问题。
And when we are praying, then we are just with the best counselor ever, and we are speaking to him.
我们请看约翰福音第14章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音第14章第16节。
John chapter 14, verse 16.
约翰福音14章16节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。第17节。
17.
就是真理的圣灵啊！这里主耶稣告诉门徒很清楚啊。
Here the Lord Jesus Christ tells the disciples very clearly.
虽然我要离开你们了。
And even though I'm going to depart from you,
我的肉体不再跟你在一起了。
My fleshy body will no longer be with you.
但是我要差圣灵进到你里面。
But I will send the Holy Spirit to go into you.
圣灵叫什么呢？叫做保惠师。
What is this Spirit called? It is the Counselor.
什么叫做保惠师啊？
What is the Counselor?
这个字原文就是帮助者，站在你右边的这个帮助者的意思。
And in original text, counselor means the one that assists you and stands at your right.
所以我们祷告有时候有圣灵了，圣灵充满了，嘴巴在讲灵言了。
And therefore, sometimes when we pray and we feel the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit and we are speaking in tongues.
但是我们不要只停留在哎呀，我跟神诉苦啊，讲完就阿门了，拜拜了。
But we're not only going to stop at the point when after you tell the Lord of all your sorrows and you say amen and you stop.
既然圣灵是劝慰师
，and since the Spirit is the counselor.
他就一定有话要跟我们讲。
And therefore, it will have something that they want to speak to us.
祷告的时候应该问神说：“神啊，你要告诉我什么？”
And therefore, in our prayer, we need to ask, "What is it that Lord you want to tell me?"
我们看25节。
Let's look at verse 25.
我还与你们同住的时候，已将这些话对你们说了。26节。
26.
但保惠师就是父应我的名所要差来的圣灵。他要将一切的事指教你们， 并且叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。第二十七节。
27.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。这里主耶稣讲了一个得平安的这个步骤，在这边告诉我们。
Here the Lord Jesus Christ gives us steps of how to receive peace.
什么得平安呢？
How can we receive peace?
第一，就是主耶稣有讲过很多话。
First is the Jesus Christ has spoken a lot of words.
但是呢，讲这些话的时候呢，可能我们不懂主耶稣到底在讲什么了。
And when he spoke of these words, we do not understand why he spoke of them.
会没有办法马上听完每天道理，或者是看完每篇圣经，没有办法马上应用在我们的生活当中了。
And right after, when you listen to the sermon and the teachings, you're not able to use it right away in your daily life.
但是没关系，先放在那边。
But it's okay, just leave it on the side.
第二个步骤就是有圣灵带领我们。
The second step is the Holy Spirit will guide you.
这里告诉我们说，圣灵会让你们想起我对你们说过的话。
And here the Bible says that the Spirit will remind you of the things that I have taught you.
什么时候想起呢？
When will you be reminded?
一定是祷告的时候想起的。
It must be reminded during your prayer.
所以祷告的时候不断在思想，哎，到底我在找答案，在圣经里面找答案。
And therefore, when we're praying, we're searching for this answer that's in the Bible.
然后呢，了解了。
And then you will come to an understanding.
了解神的旨意了。
And then you will understand the will of the Lord.
最后才有平安啊，主耶稣有平安在里面呢。
And after understanding the will of the Lord, then you will receive this peace.
所以今天有时候我们跪下来祷告，真的好像不晓得讲什么。
And therefore, today when we kneel down and pray, it seems as if we really don't know what to pray about.
为什么呢
？Why？
人有多少东西可以讲
？How much things can we actually speak of？
祷告求主帮助身体啊，工作啊，顺利啊，儿女啊，没几分钟就讲完了。
And you will pray, may the Lord help me and guide me in the things I do, at my work, my children, my health, and not long after, you'll be done praying.
没有办法很深入。
You'll not be able to go really in-depth in your prayer.
为什么呢？
Why is it so?
因为我们很多时候没有读圣经的习惯。
That is because we don't have the habit of reading the Bible.
我们头脑里面神的话语很少。
And in our heads, in our brain, we don't have a lot of the words of the Lord.
所以祷告的时候没有办法跟神的话语、跟圣灵、跟我们的生活连在一起。
And therefore, in our prayer, we're not able to combine our daily life, the words of God and the Holy Spirit together.
但是如果每天我们有读圣经的习惯的话
，But if every day you have the habit of reading the Bible,
我们读完圣经再跪下来祷告。
Well, after we read the Bible, then we kneel down and pray.
试试看，你每天祷告的时候都想一个经节。
Try every single day when you pray, think of a verse.
主啊，帮助我理解这个经节到底讲什么。
Lord, please help me to understand what this verse is talking about.
我们可以应用在我的生活里面。
That I may use this in my daily life.
你会发觉对某一个圣经的那个理解会深入很多。
Then you will understand that the verse that you ask for, you will be able to know it in depth.
或者是有时候我们遇到困难，不晓得怎么做。
Or sometimes when we face problems, we don't know what to do.
我们跪下来祷告。
Then we kneel down and pray.
主啊，你要告诉我什么？
Lord, what is it that you want me to know?
你讲话吧，我在听。
Please speak, I'm listening.
有时候你就会想起某个经节。
Then all of a sudden you'll think of some verse.
有时候想起某一篇道理，某一个传道长老讲到过某一句话。
Or you think of what sermon that you've listened to, or what preacher elder that had spoke of during their sermon.
有时候我们心就打开了。
Then all of a sudden your hearts will be open.
所以啊，祷告读经一定要。结合起来。
And therefore, praying and reading the Bible needs to be combined.
祷告没有读经，祷告没有内容。
If during your prayer you do not, if praying does not combine with reading a Bible, then there is no content in your prayer.
读经没有祷告，读了行不出来，没有力量。
And if you only read the Bible and you don't pray, then you don't have that power to put the things you read in the Bible into action.
所以2007年我们真的立志把圣经读一读。
And therefore, in year 2007, we need to be determined to read the Bible.
有位姐妹告诉我。
A sister told me this.
她说我有立志读圣经。
I want to make a determination to read the Bible.
我信了主40年了，还没读完圣经一次。
I already believe in the Lord for 40 years. I've not yet once read the Bible once.
所以我立志，我今年要读圣经。
And therefore, I have determined to this year. This is my resolution that I'm going to read the Bible once.
她打电话给传道说：“哎呀，这个到底什么意思？”
And she would pray. She would call the preacher and ask, "What does this mean? What does that mean?"
我心里很感动。
And I felt really touched.
真的，我们 圣经是我们生活的力量啊。
Indeed, the Bible, the words from the Bible, is the power, the strength for our daily life.
每一个基督徒都应该读圣经。
Every Christian should and has to read the Bible.
所以我们跪下来祷告，想第一件事情问主啊，今天你要叫我什么？
And therefore, when you kneel down and pray, you can ask the Lord, Lord, what is that you want me to learn today? 这样
祷告就会很有味道。
Then you will have a very good mood in your prayer.
第四点。
The fourth point.
祷告是要神的名得到荣耀。
Praying is so that the name of the Lord may be glorified.
请看回来出埃及记二十九章。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 29.
二十九章第四十三节。
Exodus chapter 29 verse 43.
29:43.
29:43.
我要在那里与以色列相会会幕，就要因我的荣耀成圣。40节。
44.
我要使会幕和坛成圣，也要使亚伦和他的儿子成圣。这里告诉我们呢，这个会幕要因为神的荣耀就会成圣了。
Here it tells us the tent of meeting will be consecrated when the Lord is when they have the glory of the Lord.
献祭到最后的结果是什么呢？
What is the final conclusion of your sacrifice?
献祭到最后的结果，那个动物已经被烧了。
The conclusion of your sacrifice in the end, the animal has already been burnt up.
祭物本身已经变成一堆灰了。
The sacrifice itself has become ashes.
它本身已经没有价值了。
Itself has no more value.
但是那个香味已经上升到神那边去。
But the smell, the aroma has already went up to the Lord.
神跟人很靠近，神跟人相会。
And therefore, the Lord and men will be very close to one another, and the Lord will meet with them.
最后，这神得到荣耀了。
And lastly, the Lord will have His glory.
所以今天祷告并不是求神按照我的旨意要替我怎么做事情。
And therefore, today when we pray, we should not think that.The Lord should do according to what your will is.
而是祷告啊，求神的旨意来成全。
But instead, after your prayer, you ask that the will of the Lord may be fulfilled.
祷告一个最重要的那个方法是什么呢？
What is the most important thing that you must remember in your prayer?
什么东西是一定会得到神的成全呢？
What is something that will be fulfilled by the Lord?
我们请看约翰一书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
第十四节。
1 John chapter 3 verse 22. And receive from him anything we ask, because we obey his commands and do what pleases him.
这里告诉我们，我们要祷告得到神的垂听，我们要遵行他的命令。
Here it tells us that to receive what we want to ask from him, we need to obey his commands.
再来看第五章第十四节。
Then look at chapter 5, verse 14.
五章十四节。
1 John chapter 5, verse 14. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
这里告诉我们祷告一定蒙神垂听的方法。
There it tells us a way how we will be fulfilled during for our prayer.
这也说就是按着神的旨意来求。
And that is to ask according to his will.
什么就是按着神的旨意来求呢？
What is the meaning of asking something that is according to his will?
我们打个比喻。
Let's make an example.
如果孩子要向爸爸求东西。
And if the child wants to ask something from the father.
孩子要怎么求才会一定得到呢？
How can the child, what way, in what manner should the child ask so that he will receive?
这个孩子所求的一定要爸爸本来就想给他的那个东西。
Then what the child wants to ask for must be something what already the father wants to give in the first place.
可以说爸爸很喜欢孩子努力读书。
For example, the father really likes the child to be independent, studying.
孩子跟爸爸求。
And therefore the child asks from the father.
买一本字典给我好不好？
Dad, can you buy me a dictionary?
因为我的英文要进步一点，我要有一本字典。
Because I want to improve my English, and therefore I need this dictionary.
爸爸说一定好啊，你买几本都可以。
Of course, the father would agree and say yes, no matter how many you need.
因为爸爸的旨意本来就是要他努力读书。
Because initially the will of the father is wanting the child to study well.
你要求学业进步，你要求这个工具书，当然会给你。
And if you want to improve your studies and you need this dictionary, of course.He will give you.
但是如果孩子要求说买一个Wii啊，一个 PS3 啊，都不一定给了。
But if a child is asking for a Wii or a PS3, then the father might not buy for them.
因为不是父亲的旨意。
Because this is not the will of the Lord.
同样的，我们求东西。
And therefore, this is the same for us when we ask for something.
为什么有时候祷告没有办法体会那个恩典在里面呢？
Why is it that sometimes we can't feel that this grace and blessing within the prayer?
因为我们常常祷告都是说，神啊，按照我的旨意给我。
Because often when we pray, we would say, Lord, please give me according to what I want.
结果常常得不到。
And often we would not receive.
常常得不到就很没有趣。
And after a long time not receiving what you asked for, then it's no fun anymore.
很没有体验。
And you don't have any experiences.
算了算了，不祷告了。
Then if you don't feel that the Lord, then you're not going to pray anymore.
但是我试试看，我们现在方向改变。
But now let's try a different way. Let's change the way how we pray.
每次跪下来祷告。
Every time you kneel down to pray.
主啊，一切以荣耀你的名为主。
Lord, everything is so that I may glorify your name.
我做这个事情。
This thing that I'm going to do.
我你的名得不得的荣耀呢？
Your name, is it possible for me to glorify?
如果你的名得到荣耀的话，请你给我。
If that your name is able to be glorified, for this is what I'm going to do, then please grant me.
如果这件事情到最后的结果不荣耀你的名的话，请你不要给我。
If this thing that in the end will not glorify your name, then please do not give me.
哇，这样祷告就很有能力啊。
Then if you pray in this manner, then it will be very effective.
因为我们不是为自己的荣耀来祈求的。
Because we do not pray for our own glories.
其实我说，有时候摸我们的良心呢，心底最深那一层啊，有时候我们常常为了自己的荣耀在想。
And when we think really hard, sometimes when we pray really into our hearts, that many things that we ask for is so for the glories of ourselves.
试试看，今天开始祷告，主啊，一切荣耀你的名。
And therefore today, try it, that when during your prayer, it will be all so for the glory of the Lord.
我的家庭荣耀你的名。
That my family may glorify your name.
我的儿女不一定要考第一名，但是他的行为要荣耀你的名。
That my children may not have to be first in their class, but they need to glorify your name.
我的工作不一定要赚很多钱，但是你给我有时间可以服侍你，可以荣耀你的名。
That my job may not have to make a lot of money, but please grant me the time so that I may serve you and I may glorify your name.
这个很重要，常常要求主荣耀他的名啊。
And therefore, this is very important. You need to often ask the Lord so that you may able to glorify His name.
但是有时候我们都忘记了。
But often we forget about this.
祷告文的第一句是什么？
What is the first verse of the Lord's Prayer?
祷告文第一句是什么？
So what is the first verse?
有时候念很快啊，越念越快啊。
And sometimes when we say it, we'll speak of it, say the Lord's Prayer really quickly.
我们在天上的父。
It is our Father in heaven.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
这句话就是祷告词的开头。
And this is the beginning of the Lord's Prayer.
但有时候我们有另外一个观念哦。
And sometimes we have this different type of concept.
我们觉得说某一件事情一定要很顺利才荣耀主的名。
We would think that things need to go very smoothly in order to glorify the name of the Lord.
身体一定很健康才荣耀主的名。
That your body must be very healthy in order to glorify the name of the Lord.
生病得医治才可以荣耀主的名。
And only when your sickness is healed that you may glorify the name of the Lord.
事业很顺利才荣耀主的名。
That when your business is doing very well that you can glorify the name of the Lord.
当然，能够这样子顺利也是很好。
Of course, in the things that you do and in your life is very smoothly and successful.
但是是不是一切一定要顺利才可以荣耀主的名呢？
But is it true that does everything has to go smoothly so that you may glorify His name?
圣经不是这样告诉我。
The Bible does not tell us this way.
我们请看约翰福音第十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章。
John chapter 12.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
我们从27节开始读。
Let's start reading from verse 27.
我现在心里忧愁，我说什么好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候，但我原是为这时候来的。请读。
27. Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour.
主耶稣知道十字架的苦行等着他。
Our Lord Jesus Christ knows the hardship that he is going to face on the crucifixion.
心里很挣扎。
And he has this, he was very troubled in his mind.
一个人心里为什么会挣扎呢？
Why is it that a person's heart may be very troubled and struggling?
不是不知道道理。
It's not because they don't know about the truth.
不知道道理的人是不会挣扎的。
A person that does not know about the truth will not struggle in their hearts.
因为他灵性是完全死亡。
Because their spirituality is already dead.
没有生命怎么挣扎？
If you don't have life, then how can you struggle?
没有良心怎么挣扎？
If you don't have a conscience, then how can you struggle?
挣扎是我们知道神的旨意了，但是做不出来。
A struggle is something that happens when you know the will of the Lord, but you're not able to put it into action.
挣扎是看到自己软弱了，改变不了了，才是挣扎。
Struggle is a time when you see that you are very weak, but you cannot step out from that weakness.
主耶稣这个时候带着肉体。
At this time, our Lord Jesus Christ is in flesh.
肉体会痛，会怕。
Flesh has fears and flesh fears pain.
所以他真的是不想面对这个十字架的苦刑。
And he really didn't want to face this crucifixion.
起码肉体是不想要的。
At least his flesh did not want.
但是灵里面告诉他，他还是一定要去啊。
But in his spirit, the spirit tells him that you must go.
很挣扎。
He's struggling.
他说：“要求我脱离这个时候吗？”
And he says that save me from this hour.
我原是为这个时候来的。
But it was for this hour that he came.
主耶稣怎么祷告？
How does the Lord Jesus Christ pray?
28节。
Verse 28.
父啊，愿你荣耀你的名啊。
The Father, glorify your name.
我们这个是主耶稣给我们祷告很好的方向。
This is a very good direction that the Lord Jesus Christ gives us.
当我们在人生的十字路口。
In the intersection of our life.
遇到困难的时候。
And in this crossroad when we face this problem,
不晓得怎么选择的时候,
we don't know how to choose.
遇到试探引诱的时候,
when we face temptations,
心里很挣扎,
we're struggling.
祷告一个方向,
there's this direction where you can pray.
父啊, 愿你荣耀你的名。
Father, glorify your name.
让我无论所作所为, 最后要荣耀你的名。
That whatever I do in the end, it may glorify your name.
这个祷告很有功效。
This prayer will be very effective.
这样祷告完了。
And after you pray in this manner,
28节说，当时就有声音从天上来说，我已经荣耀我的名，还要再荣耀。
And after Jesus said, Father, glorify your name, then a voice came from heaven, I have glorified it and will glorify it again.
所以这个告诉我们，苦难也可以荣耀主的名。
And therefore, there tells us in times of trouble, we can still glorify his name.
像主耶稣到最后死了，还死得很难看，死在十字架上面，还可以荣耀主的名。
Until the end, when Jesus Christ, he died on the cross, he died in a very not good manner, but yet, on that cross, he can still glorify the Lord's name.
我请看路加福音。
Let's turn to Gospel of Luke.
路加福音23章。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 23.
46节。
Verse 46.
路加福音23章46节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verse 46.
耶稣大声喊着说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。说了这话，气就断了。47节。
47.
百夫长看见所成的事，就归荣耀与神，说，这真是个义人啊。聚集观看的众人，见了所成的事，就垂着胸回去了。你看主耶稣，连断了气之后，还可以荣耀主的名，还可以荣耀神的名。
You can see when Jesus Christ, when he had took his last breath, he can still glorify the name of the Lord.
为什么?
Why is this so?
因为这个百夫长在耶稣下面看着这个人盯了那么久。
Because the centurion saw that this man, Jesus, when he was crucified on the cross for such a long period of time,
没有一句埋怨的话。
He did not have any murmur.
没有一句骂人的话。
He didn't rebuke or scold anyone.
没有一点仇恨。
He didn't even have any kind of anger.
只有爱。
Only love.
求天父赦免这些人。
And ask the Lord to save them and to have mercy on them.
照顾自己的妈妈。
And to take care of your own mother.
是断了气了。
And after he died,
百夫长看到这个人。
Centurion saw this man.
这个真是个义人啊。
This surely was a true righteous man.
所以今天我们就算生病也可以荣耀神。
Therefore today, even when we're sick, we can glorify the Lord.
我们病了很严重，病不了好，病死了也可以荣耀神。
When we're sick and we're not able to cure it and we die, but we can still glorify the name of the Lord.
我们遇到失败也可以荣耀神。
When we see, when we face failures in our life, we can still glorify the name of the Lord.
怎么荣耀神呢？
How do we glorify Him?
我们没有离弃神。
than that is by not leaving him.
抓住我的信仰。
And to grab hold firm of your faith.
没有一句埋怨。
And to not have any murmur.
别人看到说你真是个义人。
And when others see you, then they will see that you are a true righteous man.
不是只有顺利才可以荣耀神啊。
And therefore, not only in good times that you can glorify the name
Lord. 连主的死都可以荣耀神。
Even when the death of Jesus Christ can glorify His name.
到最后主耶稣复活了，就带来更大的荣耀。
And in the end, when Jesus Christ resurrected, He even brought greater glory.
所以试试看，我们现在每次祷告跪下来。
And therefore, let's try this every time when you kneel down to pray.
主啊，在我身上荣耀你的名。
Lord, with me, that I may glorify your name.
今天讲了四点。
And today we talk about 4 points.
第一，祷告要定时。
First point is we need to have a set time for our prayer.
第二，祷告是献祭。
Secondly, is prayer is sacrifice.
第三，祷告是听神的话。
Third is that praying is to listen to the Lord.
第四，祷告是要神的名得到荣耀。
Fourth is so that when we pray, we may glorify His name.
有这样的方向，祷告一定蒙神垂听。
When we have this type of direction, then our prayers will be very effective.
唱诗226首。
Let's all sing hymns to